Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Van Halen bringing us back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for listening to my show. I appreciate it very much. We got it's just you and me this half hour. I've got a couple of things I want to talk to you about. First is we'll talk a little bit about the upcoming election, but not politics. I'm not going to talk about politics. Well, I am going to talk a little bit about politics, but not the kind of politics you might think. Not Democrat or Republican. I'm not going to talk about that kind of politics. I want to go back, though, a little bit and talk about something that you and I have been afforded, a privilege which we've been afforded. And this privilege is not rare on our planet, but it's certainly unavailable, this privilege, to billions of other Earthlings. We're allowed to vote. We can vote for those who we want to represent us in government. It's not rare, but it is not that everybody doesn't have that ability. And I use the words privilege and allowed intentionally. The U.S. Constitution gives every American the right to vote, but does not require us to do so. If voting were a legal responsibility or legal requirement, in the 2000 elections, 100 million American voters could have been arrested. A third of the population could have been vote could have been arrested. And in those days, that group was labeled the vanishing voter. It was a phenomenon people were worried about back in those days. But with all of its faults, no one can say America is hidebound, because in the span of a little more than a decade, the vanishing voter became supplanted by what I'm calling the engaged voter. We're, at this point in time, we're experiencing one of the most promising phenomena of the current age, increasing fervor and investment of the American electorate in the political process. Now, granted, it waxes and wanes whether there's a national election with the president or like in the one we've got coming up in a couple of weeks, the midterms, whether it's just strictly for local election, politicians and local offices and state offices and Congress, that changes, doesn't it? So, and say what you want about the Tea Party, it's not giving any voice to those who hold Democrat values dear. Not only has it done that, giving voice to those people, But to paraphrase Mr. Newton, it's engendered an equal and opposite reaction to those who inhabit the left side of the political spectrum. So as the Tea Party grew for a conservative voice, it created a voice that was now louder on the other side of the aisle. Ironically, this vociferous differentiation has placed a greater import on the new electrical power brokers, independent voters, as Americans have become more polarized in their politics, I should say, the independent voter in the middle, who hasn't declared, so to speak, or if they've declared, they've said I'm an independent. Those folks have become very powerful, haven't they? Nothing bad happens when Americans get fired up about the political process, regardless of whether they spin to the left or the right or mark time in the middle. Nothing bad happens when we get fired up about politics. Feeling pressure to take a political position typically manifests in becoming more knowledgeable. You and I get smarter when we feel like we need to know more before we vote. If America is to ever solve its many challenges, those solutions will be demanded by an informed electorate who hire representatives to serve them rather than anoint a self-serving political class. That's what we've got right now, folks. We've got a political class up there on both sides of the aisle that feels that they've been anointed rather than hired. We need to change that, don't we? Something good will happen if small business stakeholders were politically organized and influential as other single issue groups. What would happen if the small business stakeholders, owners and employees, if as single issue voters, single issue group, if we were more like unions, if we were more politically organized like unions, think about that. You know, if small business were a country, if America's small business were a country, here's what Wikipedia would say in describing it. It'd be called Small Business USA. It would have a population of 125 million people, owners, employees, and dependents. Think about that. Way more than a third of the population. The economy, Small Business USA economy, would be the largest on the planet. Did you know that? Small business by itself in the United States is the largest economy on planet Earth. And it will contribute to society very significantly. And yet, organized political influence for its own interests. The political organization of this vast and huge and powerful sector of the U.S. society would be negligible. Think about that. Over the largest economy, 125 million residents, significant contribution to society, and organized political influence negligible. What's wrong with that picture, my friends? So, with so much to contribute, Small Business America has many reasons to catch the tide of electoral fervor and become more involved in the political process. That's right, I'm talking to you, my friends. With so much at stake, challenges that we have to solve, opportunities to take advantage of, we have even more reason than ever before to make our positions known to those who would represent us rather than accepting policies we're given by those who can rightly assume that we don't care because of our indifference and our passiveness. Small business owners, I encourage you, once again, as I have done in the past, be a single issue voter this election for your small business. Vote for your small business. And when you do, I believe, regardless of which party you vote for, do it for your small business, because I believe what's good for your small business is good for America, and what's good for America is good for the world. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassie, Game City.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.